call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On July 10th, 1839, the world welcomed little baby Adolphus Busch. The future German brewer was a healthy newborn.
Push, Frau Busch! Push! Yeah, look at the head on that thing!
Adolphus Busch, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The British ambassador to the United States has just resigned. Memos leaked in which Kim Derrick called the Trump administration clumsy and inept, the president responding Sunday,
"We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the UK well."
Later tweeting, "We would no longer work with the ambassador. The leak is under investigation," but British Prime Minister Theresa May defended Derrick's duty to provide an honest opinion. A request to replace the Justice Department legal team arguing for a citizenship question on next year's census is denied by the federal judge in the case.
Multiple people on the team had indicated they preferred not to continue, as it would likely require them to contradict the very arguments they've been making in the case for the past year. Judge Jesse Furman, an Obama appointee, said no, writing that, quote, "defendants provide no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons for the substitution of counsel."
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney in Washington. This is Fox News.
How are you? I'm shocked by that. 7:04.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents The Adventures of
Three Men and a Lady. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Jay Scott.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Emily Hayes.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's adorable.
It's three men and a lady.
I've heard that one a long time. And you are Superman.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not. I just talked to Andy Friedman, one of them random facts with Jay Scott coming up a little bit later in the hour. Good news just ahead with Emily Hayes. But let's start with this unbelievable weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
When it's 5 minutes after 7 and it's 79 degrees with a dew point of 75, it doesn't make you want to jump up out of bed and just get to work, especially if you're working outside. I can't imagine that. Heat advisory in effect again today with the heat index maybe as high as 107. Yesterday we had a high of 100 with a heat index of 110. We'll be in the mid-90s today with random scattered storms for the lucky communities, but more numerous later on this afternoon and this evening. And some of that has to do with that developing low in the Gulf of Mexico that could become a tropical storm eventually, but maybe a depression today. Air Force reconnaissance will go check it out this afternoon. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, because of that system and a front approaching from the north, scattered to numerous showers and storms developing in the daytime hours. Each day, highs mostly in the low 90s and back to a standard forecast by Sunday. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy skies, east winds at 8 miles per hour. It's 79 at 7:06.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic, and things look pretty good this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. There's a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Air Force Base gate, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it's building up pretty quickly. Watch yourself around the intersections, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Be careful as you head on into work this morning. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems, not only to keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm going to contradict my announcement yesterday. I'm going to extend by just one more day.
Oh.
The convoluted introduction.
Really?
Script. Yeah.
Repeating the bulletin just now in...
And also, well, no.
And also, well, no.
Yeah. Well, no. A little bit later, we will tell you in our weird news segment about a plan to storm Area 51 because 200,000 people have signed up to get the truth about aliens, not the
kind of
the border, the ones that
about 15 of those 200,000 will show up and actually do that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And an educational moment ahead with Barney the Dinosaur, who takes the challenging topics of our times and puts them into terms that everybody can understand, especially kids. So get them down with the cereal bowl and get ready for some summer school. But first,
good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
Tell me about it.
I will. Some guy at a beach in Italy fell off his unicorn float.
Unicorn!
On Sunday.
That's pretty good.
And it got carried off by the wind. Then he couldn't keep his head above water and started drowning. But luckily, one of the world's best swimmers was there at the beach. Filippo Mangini.
Mangini.
Is a two-time world champion in the 100-meter freestyle, and he won the bronze for Italy at the 2004 Summer Olympics. He heard people yelling, saw the guy in trouble after his unicorn float had blown away. So while the lifeguards grabbed the unicorn float, because that's important, he swam out and helped the guy until the lifeguards got there and then helped pull him back to shore. Apparently the guy had swallowed a lot of water and was in pretty rough shape, but they got him to a hospital and he's A-OK now. No word on the float. And that's your good news.
Well, ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
There are a lot of things being commemorated or celebrated today. We talked about National Kitten Day.
Yay!
Yeah. But... And Jay, it seems like we've been celebrating this one since we started doing this show together.
Today is July 10th, Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Spread out a blanket, fill a basket with goodies, and enjoy a picnic with your teddy bear. What's that, Teddy? You can't finish your potato salad? Is it because you're stuffed? Oh, I do so enjoy Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
And it's customary on Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
Can we play the song?
Yeah.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
That's a very Hitchcockian theme at the end there, isn't it?
Why don't I remember that? Where was I?
Rich, you don't know the Teddy Bear Picnic?
No, I don't. We go through this every time we do this. I don't know it. I don't know why.
I only know it from this show, but I love it.
Man, that was a... I'm really surprised because we are kind of, you know...
Best friends. I mean, y'all watch war movies together.
Well, it's not the friendship. It's that we're kind of from the same era, and that was a. Did you have one of those phonographs for those of you who don't know what a phonograph is, it was an ancient device that spun a record, and you could put
the 45 RPM spindle on there?
Yeah, the
big
spindle.
Size.
And then some, you could put a mirror. They had this mirrored thing, a merry-go-round type mirror that you put on the top,
uh-huh.
and it would give you this kaleidoscope effect of images that made it look animated.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't have that one. But you probably had that old RCA Victor one.
Yeah.
It was a great record player. And then they had three speeds, right? They
had 33, 45, and 78.
Some of them had 16. I don't know what that's for.
You're right. When I worked in the music library at NBC, they had stuff that went back to the origins of radio.
Yeah.
It was an amazing place to visit. I could have maybe taken a few keepsakes for posterity.
Posterior.
Having a hard time with words this morning.
I am not at a loss for words when I talk about Baumhauer.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because their food is awesome. And we don't talk enough about the great breakfast they serve downtown at 201 Union. It just opened 12 minutes ago. 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. You can park underground in climate-controlled comfort, walk upstairs to the restaurant. It's on the first floor. And when the weather cools down a little bit, you can sit on the patio, which is a beautiful spot. That's where Mrs. Britterbuttle and I got married on March the 1st of 2014. And enjoy your food outside, or they've got 32 flat screens in there. You can watch the news, highlights from the All-Star Game, whatever it is you're interested in, or teddy bear picnic cartoons. And the food is excellent. If you're used to the large portions you receive at lunch and dinner at Baumhauer's, well, by all means, enjoy a Baumhauer's breakfast because they will stuff you. And their bowl series is really cool. They got some great combinations of eggs and cereal and things that they put into bowls with bacon and meat, and it's really, really awesome. Don't forget tonight, right after happy hour at 6, we will adjourn to the Boulevard Baumhauer's for our Wednesday night gathering. We hope that for those of you who have talked or thought about coming to join us at one of those, we'll actually do it tonight, right after happy hour. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. And coming next week, countdown to kickoff, our next contest with Bob. And we'll start filling you in on the details and how to win that towards the end of the week. At 7:13, we've got news. And then Jay's got random facts. And that will be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. So have your note-taking devices handy.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says it is a frivolous motion. Montgomery police have arrested three teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. And Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays. What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Score scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you gotta register in advance to enter, and you gotta enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As we prepare to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Man on the Moon, here's Barney the Dinosaur to talk about the dangers of space travel.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about space travel. Oh, the billionaires have entered in a race to be the first commercial trip to space. They all think they have a vision, but they're all just super villains, cause the solar system ain't exactly safe. There's no air up there, kids, and you know what that means. Well, if you don't, I'll tell you. If you get lost up there in space, it's really gonna hurt. Your skin starts to swell, your lungs burst as well. It's a cosmic hell, you'll wish you never left the Earth. If your idea of a good time is ballooning up, boiling your tongue, and burning alive from cosmic radiation, have fun in space, kids. Barney loves you.
And now, Jay Scott's ready to launch today's edition of
Random Facts.
Anybody could have made that mistake.
Uh-huh.
It's live radio, folks.
That wasn't live. It was canned snort.
Well, at some point it happened live.
That's it. I'm looking at the percussion for the Random Facts music. Listen.
That's Hormel, by the way. Canned snort.
No, it's okay.
Wasn't it a band in the 60s?
Canned heat.
Oh.
Go on up the country.
Did you know there's a book series called The Witcher, which the author of sold the rights to a video game development company named CD Projekt Red. They made 3 video games out of it. It is now being turned into a Netflix series. He sold it to them for $9,000.
Really?
Oh, man.
What a smart decision.
He didn't think the franchise would be successful. Now, this is before the Netflix thing, but after the video game series got successful, he sued them for $16 million. I do not know if he was... I don't know the outcome of that. I know that we talked about it a little bit because it was video game related. Yeah. I just thought, man, you just made a bad deal, and I'm sorry.
$9,000.
You don't get to sue because you made a bad
no
deal.
Do-over.
You can't have this for free. It's going to cost you $9,000.
I have to agree. That's got to be tough to live with. But we've all made some expensive mistakes.
Yes,
at least I know I have. So too bad, so sad.
He was offered a percentage at the start, which he staunchly refused and demanded the lump sum. He's now bitter about all that. Yeah, I'm sure.
What was the movie? Oh, Steve McQueen was offered a choice of $15,000 or I think it was 10% of the profits from The Blob. And he said, oh, this movie is a joke. It's not going to make anything. So he took the 15 grand, and that ended up being a $500,000 mistake for him in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
That movie did very well.
Did you know of Mauro Prosperi? Mauro Prosperi. He was a former Olympian and a contestant in one of the longest ultra marathons on the planet.
What is an ultra marathon? I mean, I understand it from the title, but what all does it entail?
Well, it's 156 miles. That's a very long marathon. In 1994, he was set 185 miles off course by a sandstorm and was found 11 days later in Algeria.
When you said marathon, I thought you were going to talk about Millbrook, but...
No.
See, now you're just, I mean...
It is a six-day marathon that takes place in southern Morocco in the Sahara Desert. It is the toughest foot race on Earth.
I bet.
Ugh. And the first event of the marathon started in 1986.
Ugh.
You don't want to do that barefoot.
People should choose to do that.
That's what I was thinking, man.
Barefoot.
People are all like, I did a 10K. I'm preparing for a 10K, preparing for a 5K, preparing for this. Okay, what about your, how about a 251K?
Right. in the Sahara.
In the Sahara. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Nope.
Where do I sign up?
Did you know there was a paint color called Mummy Brown?
Ew.
Mummy Brown?
Yeah, it was called Mummy Brown. The color doesn't, it no longer exists. It was made out of ground-up Egyptian mummies.
Oh, my
what?
God.
It was a favorite of the pre-Raphaelites and was used between the 16th and 20th century until people realized the ingredient that was in Mummy Brown.
Mm.
Some people actually provided decent burials when they found out about it. In 1964, Mummy Brown was officially retired. I guess you could say.
I have to talk to Bubba Turner about that when he stops by to visit us tomorrow.
See if he knows anything about Mummy Brown. The first comment says, okay, we should investigate more into the ingredients of Kinder chocolate. Did you know Mary Babnick Brown?
Mary Babnick Brown.
She donated her hair to the United States military.
But why?
During World War II. Well, her hair was used for military aircraft bomb sites.
What do you mean?
For the crosshairs?
The crosshairs.
You're kidding
were
me.
Hair.
That's
you're
the first
kidding
I've me. Ever heard that one. That yeah. is an amazing random fact.
Hey, this crosshair is defective. Well, we didn't get the right... We didn't get... What's her name?
Mary Babnick Brown.
Wow. How
she was born in 1907. She died in 1991 in Pueblo, Colorado.
You're the Colorado Babnicks.
Why do they... How do they know to choose her? How do you get chosen for that? You know what I mean?
She was American and became known for having donated her hair to the United States military during World War II. 34 inches long, her blonde hair had never been chemically treated or heated with curling irons. Uh-huh. Therefore, proved resilient enough to use as crosshairs in Norden bomb sites for bomber aircraft, which had to withstand a wide range of temperatures and humidity. Brown declined compensation for her donation, believing what she had done was her patriotic duty. She was told at the time that only that the hair was needed for meteorological instruments and had no idea how it had been used until 1987.
Wow.
President Ronald Reagan wrote to her that year on her 80th birthday to thank her. And in 1991, she received a special achievement award from the Colorado Aviation that's Historical
how she,
Society.
That's how she that? Found out a letter from Reagan.
Years from later.
80. Did you ever think that crosshairs were real hairs?
Did
you?
No, I did not know that. I thought it was just some kind of a...
Right, a mark on the... Yeah, right.
Wow. Her hair had never been treated, colored, exposed to heat. The thickness and the color of her hair was important and specific as well. I don't know that you can see this picture real well. I know, obviously, you on the radio cannot see this picture at all. But this one, it's black and white, but she had a lot of hair.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She had a lot of hair to give.
Long, beautiful hair.
For her country.
Yes.
Not the hair song.
Yeah, I know. Did you know the creator of fidget spinners?
Nah.
What is that? What is that noise?
Small lady coming out.
Meh. Why you gotta have something to spin between your fingers?
No kidding. You need something to do. I'll find you something to do.
But you sit there and fiddle with that flat.
That's because I have anxiety.
Well, that's what fidget spinners are for.
No, really, I just get bored. But the whole fidget spinner thing is like every kid I've seen with a fidget spinner just needs to find something to do.
This boredom, is this something happening during the show?
What? Hey, Greg. I sit across from you every day for 3 hours, yet I'm invisible.
Okay.
But not silent.
I try to throw pins over to Rich when he needs them, and I just keep hitting Emily. And I'm like, why does it not go over there?
I'm sorry. That's what my grandparents would say, though, that if you're going to sit there and play with a fidget spinner, that there's something better for you to do. Well, and they'll find it.
You're playing with a flag.
That's what I keep bringing up.
You're
fidgeting.
Look, I quit smoking like a year and 2 months ago. I had to keep myself occupied. My go-to excuse for everything is that I quit smoking.
I'll bring a fidget spinner tomorrow.
No.
Because it just...
It's
anyway,
annoying.
The creator of the fidget spinner owned the patent to the product at one time, but in 2005, she was unable to afford the $400 renewal fee and lost the patent.
Is that right? And what I wonder what that would have translated to.
I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
A lot of money at some point. Fidget spinners felt like a flash fad.
Yeah.
Like it was boom, hot, and then like a day later, done.
Yeah, because I remember seeing it. They had a story about them. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
And they vanished very quickly.
I picked it up at one of my game conventions I go to. They were giving them out as trinkets, and I was like, oh, what is a fidget? And then,
how about a nice Rubik's cube for you?
I'm not that smart.
Really?
Rusty?
A rusty, I was going to say, 729-ish rusty.
All you really got to do is match the colors. It's kind of...
Nope. I will end up throwing it.
She didn't even do that. Look at the game she plays on her phone. It's just throw the ball and let it break bricks.
Brick breaker.
Did you know? In addition to the piano and harmonica, Stevie Wonder is a virtuoso of a variety of other instruments.
Uh-huh.
Clavinet.
In fact, what is that?
Oh, that's what that.
It's a percussion.
You know, the song Superstition.
Mm-hmm.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the instrument that makes that.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great sound.
In fact, he has played many of the instruments, including the drums, on his recordings over the years. Did you know an effect called the pseudo bowl?
Let me look at it.
Yeah, the pseudo bowl bar.
Bowl bar, as in B-U-L-B-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I remember this because I remember the commercials for it, and I thought it was a fake commercial. But it's a legitimate commercial.
Isn't it a Phil Collins song?
No. It's a studio.
Pseudo bowl bar. The pseudo bowl bar effect. It's the actual medical condition of uncontrollable laughter.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a...
Can you think of somebody famous who has uncontrollable laughter?
Well, actually, I take that back. This comment here says it's just uncontrollable emotions.
Yeah. You could cry.
You may have that.
Excuse me? There were commercials for it, like those talk to your doctor if commercials.
Pseudo-Bulbar.
Like in the last decade. And it was somebody.
You've been in an auto accident and suffered from pseudo-bulbar?
No, but it was like...
I'm still trying to figure out if I was exposed. I want to find out if I was exposed to asbestos. Maybe get in on one of those deals.
Mesothelioma?
Yeah.
Mesothelioma.
The last studio I worked in was an asbestos cocoon. So if my hair starts falling out...
I've got that number written down somewhere. Okay. And what's the other one? Oh, Roundup. Now, that I know I used. Back to you, Jerry.
Did you know in the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Oompa Loompas were originally African pygmies? After an announcement of the film adaptation, Roald Dahl, that's his name? Roald Dahl?
Oh, you want me to help now? Yeah,
well, it doesn't have his name here. It just says the author. Published a revised version because transportation of Oompa Loompas resembled slavery.
Oh. I could see why they'd want to rethink that these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was... What year was that movie?
2006.
No!
No, the one with Gene Wilder.
Oh, that was 1975.
Yeah, that's when that I was believe. Done. Yeah.
We have an Oompa Loompa song about Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey, what did you do? Suggested a book that wasn't quite true.
Oh man, that goes
Oprah
back.
Oprah Winfrey defended James Fry, though he told a million little lies.
That goes back.
That old.
Did you know that one man personally introduced starlings to the Americas, which have caused billions of dollars in damages?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And
outcompeted
native species as well. He wanted to do this all so he could enjoy birds that were mentioned by Shakespeare. That was his only reason for doing it.
So pretentious. But, that's like an episode of Frasier.
But you're right, Emily. Somebody did introduce kudzu to the South, and it overtook the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just completely. Right.
He also helped introduce the house sparrow, which has also done the same thing, basically.
Rude.
Yep.
When McMillan was agriculture secretary, he was a listener, and he brought us some kudzu jelly we were talking about.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wasn't particularly good, but...
Did you see this awful story that came out yesterday? I'm sorry to interrupt it. The toddler who fell from the 11th floor of a cruise ship.
Good Lord.
Death. That was just awful. I'm sorry to bring that up right in the middle of... we now resume.
Random Thoughts with Rich.
Two more.
A side product of Random Facts.
Okay. The deepest hole ever drilled by humans into the earth.
How deep is it?
it's a bit over 12 kilometers. And I'm going to need to...
convert that? You didn't need to convert everybody.
Well, I converted the marathon, and I forgot to get this one. That's about 7.5 miles.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about this is, if the Earth were an onion, that would only be the equivalent of the first layer of skin.
How about that?
On the onion.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand what you're saying, then. How does that compare to the deep hole?
The deepest hole ever drilled by humans into the earth is a bit over 7.5 miles.
Oh, if the earth was an onion.
If the earth was an onion, we would only have been the equivalent of the first layer of skin.
Cool. And that doesn't include the flaky skin part of the onion. We're talking about the actual onion peel.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And finally, here's some percentage numbers for you.
How do we not have a cat fact today?
A National Kitten Day.
Kitten Day?
I don't know.
He didn't prepare for that, as far as...
Some friend you are.
Yeah.
I've got a guy with a cat named...
No, next time you eat extra pickles.
Over here. I said I have a story about a man with a cat named Spaghetti that I'll tell you next hour.
Thanks, I appreciate that, Greg. Go ahead, Jay.
You're not going to like this one. Did you know that research shows 61% of people pee in the shower?
That was a conundrum one morning, wasn't it?
41% of people admit to doing this in a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Public swimming pool, gross.
And 31% of people admit to looking at the toilet paper after they wipe.
Oh, jeez.
You know, those are private matters that just we shouldn't know the percentages on, so we shouldn't be able to share them.
Well, this came from... Where did this come from?
A Gallup poll?
Yeah. It was an exit poll at a...
exit poll is right.
Y'all.
Whoa.
An exit poll.
political here.
That was funny.
Those are all your random facts.
All right. They're going to cock us on a pop quiz question here. Should be really interesting to see what they come up with. Given all the things that we covered in Random Facts today, at 7:36, if you would like to have your vision restored through LASIK, call Montgomery Eye Physicians at 272-2020 and put yourself in the hands of the most experienced team, not only just here in the state of Alabama, but in the country, a practice that's been around since the end of World War II, and two of the best and most qualified board-certified corneal specialists in the world with Dr. Swan and Shin. So if you're going to do LASIK to have your vision restored, you want it done by people with a lot of experience and a pedigree that is second to none. And that's who you have right here in Montgomery. Very lucky. The process, though, of finding out whether your vision can be corrected with LASIK takes just a few minutes. In fact, in the time it takes to make the call and set the appointment, that's about how long it takes them to examine you to see if they can restore your vision to 20/20 to HD with that procedure. So you could do it on a lunch break very easily. It's 272-2020. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this amazing team of people that's right across from Chabby's on Vaughn Road, visit this web address, onlinemep.com. All right, now we're ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a paint color that no longer exists. In fact, it went extinct in 1964. What was the name of that paint color?
You got it? Call us. Come on. 272-9228. $10 goes a long way.
You know
color.
This.
My mummy would know it.
272-9228. This is the number to call. First person with the correct answer wins that $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have a problem on I-85 southbound. It's some debris in the roadway. It's between Taylor Road and the Boulevard, so please be careful. It's in the left lane. Watch yourself as you go through that area. If you're on I-65, we are starting to see our slowdown around the river bridges this morning, so be careful coming into Montgomery that way. Traffic on the Boulevard looks pretty good this morning. Everybody is moving along well. We still see some delays at the traffic lights, but no major hang-ups for you. And if you're on the 31s, everybody is rolling along pretty well. It's pretty crowded coming out of Wetumpka, so watch the traffic around you there. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we got Mike here who wants to attempt to answer today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Mike, what you got?
It's Mummy Brown.
Mummy Brown?
As a matter of fact, yeah. Not Murphy Brown, but Mummy Brown. Right.
All right, so you won $10 of free shopping and food outlet, Mike. Good work. Hang on, Jay's going to get you jam up, by the way, jam, like every other product of food outlet, cost plus 10. Let's say good morning to Bo Holt, though. He's on the line trying to
win. Good morning. See, that's the problem when you stream. It's a little behind, so by the time I call in, it's a little too late. A day late and a dollar short.
I understand.
But never, you've won before, you know. Never give up. Never give up.
Oh, absolutely not. I appreciate it.
How's everything in your life?
Man, it's going. How about with you?
I am it's good.
Actually, I thought about you last night. I thought I was going to impress my wife because I was watching an episode of Password Plus, and everything kept pointing to, oh, that's going to be Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. But no, it ended up being, I think, Robinson Crusoe. But I was like, oh, well. But I thought about you anyway.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
You bet. Y'all take care now.
Have a good one.
You too. And let's say good morning to here's Johnny L. Johnny, we got a winner.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on the exit poll.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. Hey, y'all taking the birthday for the drawing?
No, we don't do the birthdays.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Not on this station.
No, not birthday, for the drawing for the fruit basket.
Yeah, that's the, who? Dan Morris.
Oh, okay.
Listen for music by The Who. You'll know you've got the right show to call.
On Sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Johnny.
See ya. Sticks!
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Once again today, heat advisory is in effect with a high temperature at least in the middle 90s. We got officially to 100 degrees, not heat index, but 100 yesterday. The heat index may be as high as 107, 108 today. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms will become numerous this afternoon and this evening as that tropical system in the Gulf perhaps becomes a tropical depression later on, low tonight 77. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially daytime and into the evening with tropical downpours. Again, the system passes south of us but gets caught up with a little front, so we're kind of a squeeze play, a tropical squeeze play may enhance our rain chances. We hope so. So we'll know later on today whether we have a tropical depression or not. We'll let you know. But in the meantime, this morning we have mostly cloudy skies. Temperature is 79 with east winds at 743.
Salsa Cashback Checking Account. With Cashback, you can earn 3% cash back on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Just a moment ago, we had a need.
Cashback. Yay! I mean, I don't ask for a lot on this show.
No, you don't. And I do have
a... Didn't even know you were on the show.
Shut up.
A cat story. It's about a man and his cat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A little cat named Snuggles.
Snuggles.
Dear Casey.
Casey. Yes, right. Officers responded to a report of a burglary in progress at 3:45 Sunday. This is in Gresham, Oregon.
Wow. Yeah.
Oregon is a really screwed up state, but... The homeowners reported finding damage to their home and items inside that didn't belong to them. Then they heard noises from the crawl space beneath the house.
Ooh, it's coming from the crawl space.
They opened the crawl space door, and a cat came out wearing a cat shirt.
What?
A cat shirt.
What kind of cat shirt? Like a shirt that was made for a cat, or a shirt with a cat on it?
Well, let me continue with the story.
Oh, maybe sorry. So rude of me to interrupt.
No. Maybe we'll find out.
Ugh, the suspense.
Well, I don't want to do it anymore.
What is wrong with you? Finish the story.
All right, so the cat shirt.
All right, the homeowners believe something or someone much larger than the cat was also in the crawl space.
Oh, I bet.
Officers arrived, and the suspect, 38-year-old Ryan Douglas Bishop, emerged from the crawl space. The woman who lives in the house pointed out that Bishop was wearing her Christmas onesie pajamas. Investigators said Bishop and his cat named Spaghetti got comfortable during the burglary. He made coffee, ate a cupcake, raided the dryer for now. This is not unusual to hear stories about people who break in.
Right.
And then start, fixing meals and... Doesn't robberies for dummies say get in and get out quick?
That's what I always thought.
Robberies for dummies.
Bishop was booked on charges of burglary, theft, and criminal mischief, and now animal control was called out to deal with the uncooperative Spaghetti.
I bet.
Well, that's sad.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Spaghetti.
I thought it was going to be a happy cat story.
Well, let's not dwell on the past.
The kitty didn't die.
God, Greg.
That was the worst dad. That may have been the worst dad joke I've ever
done. I don't know, man. Hey, that's pretty rough.
All right, now, today is a very special day. It's the 50th anniversary of...
The Beatles.
The Beatles...
Hard Day's Night
movie.
Help!
The Beatles, help!
I know. I was going to say Yellow Summer. I don't know.
I think it's the album's 50th anniversary.
Let me see. I've got it right.
It's the album's.
All right. But we have a very special edition of
Truth or Baloney
on that topic, and we will play that. Right, here it is. It is Hard Day's Night came out 55 years ago today. So it's Beatles trivia. You know your Beatles? Give us a call, 272-9228. Get ready to play and win. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, right?
That is right. We do.
Wow.
Right you are.
Win it.
From the Fox Business Network, mortgage rates declined last week, but despite that, fewer people were applying for mortgages. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to refinance a home declined 7%. Mortgage applications to purchase a home were up by 2%. Overall, mortgage application volume was down 2.4%. The average for a mortgage declined from 4.07% to 4.04%. That's for a 30-year fixed mortgage. Shares of jeans maker Levi Strauss & Company are losing ground after a disappointing earnings report. It's blaming its weaker quarter on the money it had to spend to launch its stock in March. The price tag for going public, $29 million. Wall Street is waiting to hear what Fed Chair Jerome Powell says in testimony to Congress today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when YouTube didn't exist and once a week Bob Saget told you which videos were funny?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested three teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. And attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says this is a frivolous motion. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Garth Brooks going on a tour of dive bars to promote his new dive bar album. It's a true story.
Playing in a dive bar as a country star kind of feels like going to church. Keep buying those drinks, well, they'll go extinct. I won't have a spot to sell my merch. I'll perform with my friend, that good old Blake Shelton, with an intimate show for our fans. While we're drinking booze in such a crappy venue, I just hope no one gets stabbed. Cause I got shows in diving places where the sketchy folks are oh so wasted on a Tuesday. Yeah, the bathroom stalls have been defaced with lots of graffiti that's real tasteless. Oh, I got shows in diving places.
Ever found yourself in a place where you think, God, what happened to my life that I'm sitting in this joint? Anybody? Let's talk to Emily. This is in your wheelhouse.
I love dive bars. I think they're amazing.
I can understand that. On the other hand, the risk for trouble and that kind of stuff also.
You gotta, like, okay, so my favorite dive bar in the world is in Mobile on Dolphin Street. It's called Haley's. And there's almost like this unspoken rule of where you'll find the regulars versus where you'll find the newbies who just came downtown for the night. Like, the regulars are at the end of the bar next to the back entrance, the bathrooms, and the cigarette machine. Right? Yeah. That's also where karaoke is staged. But then the newbies are always kind of mingling up front, sitting at the front part of the bar where part of the top is broken off and you can see the white tile. It's just, it's, you know.
If we're not using the word dive bar and we're calling it neighborhood bar, I've been to a lot of quaint neighborhood bars.
Yes, in Chicago.
Like with the Wrigley neighborhood in Chicago.
Yeah. Wrigleyville has bunches of them.
Uh-huh.
The thing in Chicago, which is kind of interesting because so much of the city traveled by bus and public transportation, that it was literally built around taverns. And, of course, taverns were the social media in this country.
Right.
Literally from its founding, you know.
Exactly. It's where debates used to start, you know.
So every neighborhood, I'm talking about a 2 to 3 square block area, you know, had a tavern.
Right.
And that's where the neighbors went and chit and chatted and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's, like, also in Mobile, in the Oakley District, there's Callahan's Irish Social Club. And that's been there, I want to say, like, since the 20s? I could be wrong on that, but it's been there a long, 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 long time. And it's just, you're in this little neighborhood in Oakley driving around, and then there on the corner is a little restaurant. And it's becoming very famous.
These dive bars you're talking about make me think of something that Yogi Berra once said that was so Yogi-esque. He said, nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That was an absolute Yokiism. I also have something interesting here. Would you like to hear?
Would like to hear. Yes, I would.
well, it's a song that I absolutely got fried to the gills playing over and over and over and over again, especially in the 80s by Hall & Oates. But what you're about to hear,
Hall & Otis,
is the song Maneater getting a 1920s remake. And it's kind of interesting.
Once again, Hall & Oates.
By Robert Adele Anderson. On New Start 93.1 FM. I'm Rich Thomas, 756. Goodbye to you every morning.
She only comes out.
Little cultural
experience. I want to hear a 1920s remake of the Chumbawamba song.
Tub thumping?
I bet it exists.
I bet you it does. Is it Postmodern Jukebox? Is that the name of the band?
I believe you're right.
Does all the covers like that?
If you realize, I'll share a mashup with you that came out with the Temptations in Deep Purple. Not two groups you would normally expect to find in the same version. But
Highway Star.
No, I'm sorry. Highway Star is not the song that appears in this. But
that is such a jam.
Oh, it's awesome. That's it. Wouldn't you agree that's one of those top-of-the-hour ID songs?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Can we do that in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting?
That could be a possibility.
Can I pick all the songs for a week, just cause?
What are we up to now? September, Jay? Our songs of the day.
Oh no, you go. Yeah, you go way. Actually, no. You know what? No,
I did for a while. Go way up. Because yeah. I was going on trips. So
I think I've got through Monday.
You're up through Monday.
You're good. Normally, right now I'm about 2 weeks in. But
well, when is your?
Can I get a wacky Wednesday?
You have a day off coming up, right?
I'll be going to Cleveland at the end of July for my class reunion.
Would you like me to do Highway Star when I fill in? I'll be the substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Just remind
me. But are you going to howl now, brown cow?
What?
Well, I do those vocal exercises for new students.
He does do that for his filler until he gets closer to the post.
Yeah. So, I have done something. You know, I've been an Adam's Drugs customer in my seventh year with them. And I was able to do something because you know what a busy... incredibly busy person I am with a jam up and jelly tight social life and little time to spare. But I participated in a program with Adam's Drugs where they were able to coordinate all the medications I take, and there's about four, but I had them coming up at different times of the month, and I was stopping by for this, then coming back a week later for that. They worked it out so that I could get them all done on the same day, and it's the easiest day of the month to remember, the first day of the month. They can do that for you. All you got to do is ask. It helps with convenience. Adam's Drugs will provide you with that local effort, that appreciation that you're not going to experience. That's some amazing stuff I'm going to share on healthcare on the afternoon show today, including rising prices with drugs and so forth.